Well, we are visiting this morning with Nancy Degner, who's executive director of the Iowa Beef Industry Council, and we thought we'd have a little fun talking this morning about how maybe beef might fit in well on your holiday table. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. I hope everyone in the KJN territory is doing well and get all ready for Christmas.
Gearing up for the big holiday where we get a chance to not only open gifts and things, but spend some time and have some good meals with some family members, and I bet you guys could help us with that.
I think we can. One of the advantages of beef in meals is that it can become, first of all, everybody likes beef. Almost everybody likes beef, and we know most of the time they choose beef because it tastes so good. And so it truly can become a very traditional part of a holiday, and the holiday, New Year's, Christmas, bowl game activities really offer a lot of opportunities for families to get together. And, of course, when we get together, we enjoy food.
Well, and there are a lot of different choices. Of course, when the holidays roll around, people enjoy turkeys and hams and roasts and all kinds of different things. And sometimes they just use a variety. They put several different options out for their families, and then beef is usually a part of that.
That's right. It works really well in chili or, you know, soups or stews or something where you might have a buffet. It works great in appetizers and sandwiches if you've got people over to watch the football games. But one of the other things you can do is make it part of that traditional Christmas meal using a lean roast or a prime rib roast, ribeye roast, and we have directions on how to cook all the different kind of beef roasts that might fit your fancy.
Boy, and from the ground up, I mean, really from the feed that's out there for these animals these days, it's all done with the purpose of producing the most lean product we can find.
Well, that's right. We want lean beef, and I must say that if your listeners don't know, I work for the cattle producers in the state of Iowa, so I represent them through the beef checkoff. So our recommendations are you want to choose a lean cut, but we recommend choosing those lean cuts and still going for a quality grade of beef. And, you know, a lot of the beef we raise here in Iowa is corn-fed, and our cattle feeders really know how to raise the cattle, optimize the genetics, optimize the management and the feed that they give them to produce really good quality beef. And so that means, can you have lean beef? Yes, but does it have to be a lower grade? No, because we can trim that, any excess fat off, so that we get that great taste that we like so well.
Well, I see recently some nutrition researchers at Penn State University came out with a paper that, it's got an acronym of BOLD. It's Beef in an Optimal Lean Diet. They're really trying to make folks understand just how much the product has changed for the better over the years.
That's right. And it's really important research. And the reason it is that it really documents in a very, very high-quality research study that eating beef, and are you ready for this? Daily, eating lean beef daily can actually be used in a cholesterol-lowering diet. And this was done at Penn State University with their nutrition team out there. It's an excellent high-quality study that's going to be published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in January. It's actually online right now. That's a very reputable, prestigious journal, and for the beef industry to help fund this research, we have to have it published in a peer-reviewed journal so that health professionals and nutritionists will accept the information and feel confident that they can recommend to their patients that they can include lean beef in their diet. And as I may quote, every day.
Well, and when you look at that, now you have something to physically point to that drives that point home, because I think the impression that people usually have in their minds is that, well, really, it's the whiter meats, the chickens and things like that. They're probably healthier for us for a lot of different reasons, but these advances that have been made and the way it's done now, there really isn't a whole lot of difference.
That's right, and that's what it takes. We've had similar research in the past, but we haven't compared that research study to something like, I'm going to give you another acronym, the DASH diet. And DASH is Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. And this is a very, very well-respected diet recommendation for reducing cholesterol levels and a healthy diet in general. And the only challenge with the DASH diet is that it really limits red meat, and it focuses on poultry and plant proteins. And what we did was really substitute the poultry and the plant proteins for 4 ounces of lean beef a day, or that was the BOLD diet or Bold Plus, which meant it was actually 5.4 ounces of lean beef each day. And we do have to understand, for some people who portion control might be a little bit of an issue, that's still a moderate serving. But it again, it is lean beef, and it was in the context of a healthy diet. Lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy, and in general, the lean protein. So that's important.
Yeah, exactly. Beef producers are some of the first to mention, too, that when you look down at your plate from the seat in front of you, it should probably have lots of colors on it. They hope red meat is part of that.
Oh, that's a... May I quote you on that? That's a very good...
Sure. I guess I just did, yeah.
You did. That's very good. Yeah, that's
but,
right.
But we're talking about decrease now. We're not just talking about the... like, take bad cholesterol, for example. We're not just talking about how red meat is now made so that it doesn't get... It's not any worse. It stops you right there. We're talking about decreases. It's actually getting giving you a healthful outlook there.
That's right. And this study documented 36... They did 36 subjects, and they went on a diet for 5 weeks, off for 2 weeks, 5 weeks, off, on, off. So they went through four different diets, each person, so that they had a comparison to themselves, which is really important. That's a really good research study. And so what it found was that in those subjects, it dropped the LDL, or the bad cholesterol, to dropped it 10%. And that's significant when it comes to a dietary approach. But we still have to go back, and you can't eat all the... I'm not talking about all the beef you want. I'm talking about a moderate portion of lean beef cooked appropriately in the context of a low-fat, high-fiber, lots of fruits and vegetables diet.
Nancy, do you typically see an uptick when family members are going to get together in large numbers like they do during the Christmas season in the purchases that are made in grocery stores and lockers of beef products?
We know we can track, the industry tracks certain cuts are very seasonal, and so we know that the roast, certain roasts, the ribeye roast, the tenderloin roast, they will peak on sales in early December, and that just means that they're bought by the grocery stores or the restaurants for use during December and into the first part of the new year. So there is a cycle for a lot of different cuts on when they are most frequently purchased. We do a lot more pot roasts in the winter, a lot of chuck roasts. So, you know, it depends on if we're grilling or if we're cooking indoors. So we do know that there is a lot of beef sold during the holidays, both at home and eaten out in restaurants.
Well, the nice thing about that, too, is there are some foods out there that are pretty much what they are. You know, I mean, if you're going to have, not to pick on turkeys, but if you're going to have turkey, say, for the holiday, that's great. There are a lot of ways you can do leftovers and things, but turkey is kind of turkey. That's how we serve it. Well, with beef, it's a little different. It can be pretty much from the get-go, whatever you want it to be.
Well, we have a lot of cuts, and we actually have 29 cuts, and it's really more than that today, but we have a lot of cuts that fit the definition of lean, and so you can choose a variety of lean cuts. We also have a resource, I should say, because the advantage to having all these cuts is that it's also very confusing at the meat case. So there are a lot of times when you take the bone out, and most of the beef shows up at the grocery store, meat case without a bone in it anymore. So it's very confusing as to what cut should I use for what dish that I'm preparing. What we have on our website, if you go to iabeef.org, it's Iowa Beef, only iabeef.org, and click on the interactive meat case, there's a tool there that will take you to the different parts of the meat case. You click on a roast, you'll have a whole list of roasts that come up. You click on the particular roast, and it will take you to a recipe and the general cooking instructions. So while we have lots of wonderful choices, it also is confusing, and we're trying to do our best to help consumers learn to prepare the right cut in the right way.
Well, May might be Beef Month, but we don't have to wait till then to enjoy it.
We can celebrate Beef Month every month of the year, and especially now that you know that we have this Bold study, the beef and the optimal lean diet. And if you want more information about that, you can go, and if you're really serious about the nutrition information that, in terms of diet, we have a website called beefnutrition.org. And really this is directed at dietitians and people like that. But if you're really serious about the nuts and bolts on the Bold study and just the general benefits of beef in the diet, you can go there and find lots of information.
Well, if you go to the lockers, you know you're going to get good locally grown beef, locally produced. But, you know, even when you go to the grocery stores, it's less and less likely that that beef was shipped long distances. More and more grocery stores are striving to have locally produced products.
And in reality, we know you can buy beef in a whole lot of different places and from a lot of different sources. And frankly, the Iowa beef producers are just delighted that people continue to buy our beef. But most of the beef that you buy, at least in our grocery stores, our lockers, is what I would call, if not local, regional, which means that some of those cattle raised in western Iowa probably crossed the border and were processed in Nebraska and then turn around and come back to our grocery stores.
Either way, we're helping our local economy.
That's right.
Very good.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we always do. Well, and I appreciate a good meal, too, and beef is oftentimes a part of that. Nancy, we hope to enjoy some more great meals with beef here during the holiday season when folks get together with family and friends, and we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas as well.
And on behalf of Iowa's cattle producers, we wish the same to all of our great beef eaters.